We are all travelers in search of a better life. We move from one place to another. Civilization has been moving from one place to another in search of better life. The migratory birds, for example, the Siberian cranes, they migrate from Siberia, they come to near Mysore to escape the harsh winter. Rangantittu, they migrate every year and to escape. We also have been migrating to escape from the harsh winter, harshness of our life, challenges in our life. To find a better place, we are moving from one place to another. And our personality is not what is seen. We are not what we appear. We think what we appear is our real personality. We are beyond what we appear. Our personality extends beyond what we appear. And that is why the people comment, I thought that person is that way, but not actually. When we are talking, we say, my hand, my eyes, my ears, my legs, my head. My head, my hand indicates I am not my hand. I am not my eyes. I am not my ears. I am not my head. I am not my legs. My hand, what is that my, we are in search of that one. We don't know what is my, only we are these, my house, everything are my limbs. They are my limbs, what is me, I don't know. Everything are my limbs, and in our the marketing company outside, the most of the products, almost 100% of the products are sold for the limbs of our personality, not for us, only for the limbs of our personality products are sold. And all our discussion, wherever we go, we talk about what is not mine. I talk about my property, I talk about my hand, my leg. We are never talking about ourselves. We can talk only what is not ours. What is ours, we can't talk. In Upanishad talks about, yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. When you want to talk about yourself, mouth shuts. You can't talk. What is not yours, I can talk for hours together. What is not mine, I am a great orator talking about what is not mine. What is yours, your mouth shuts. To discover that one, you have to discover what is yours, go within. Go within the Manomaya Kosha, mind. Mind is one of the sheets. It is engaged with only with the body. It is connected with the senses. Because of the loose connection with the senses, our senses have gone astray. Senses are leading me all over the place. What is not mine, our senses are like horses, taking us to the place where we don't belong. It is not ours, senses are taking ours, taking us everywhere. And Bhagavad Gita talks about, Sri Krishna talks about, etato hyapi kaunteya purushascha vipaschitaham indriyani pramatini haranti prasabam manaham. These senses, in politics they talk about, there is a understanding or misunderstanding between our Manomaya Kosha and senses. They are out to wreck our prevent us discovering who we are. They want to wreck our life. Indriyani pramatini haranti prasabhammanaha. They want to defeat us. Defeat our life. They don't want us to become manomaya kosha. Doesn't want us to become victorious. Victorious, we are going out and haranti. Haranti, and we are har, you lose. Lose the battle, manomaya kosha is let the senses lose, making us lose the battle, make us not to go in to discover who we are. And manomaya kosha want us to go out and get lost. Get lost, and Sri Krishna says, the yoga, when your manomaya kosha, when you train that one, yada samharate chayam kurmungani vasarvasham indriyani indrite indriyate byaham tasya prajna pratishtita. But through the sadhana, 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 if you do the sadhana like the tortoise, at will pushes its limbs out or pulls it in. If you become like a tortoise, Sri Krishna says, yada samharate chayam, in case of a problem, tortoise pulls itself in. And one's mind is manomaya kosha, is under control, that yogi can withdraw at will. At will can manage the senses. The senses are like horses. When the yogi sees my horses are taking me nowhere, he or she can get hold of the reins of the horse. The outward going mind, to turn it within, it is called a sadhana. Sadhana means the outward going mind. Mind is going always outside, making me lose the battle of my life. All my life I invested on my senses, what is not mine. All my life I spent, what is not mine. And when I depart, soul grieves. This person did not do anything for me, invested on what is not his or her, and I am still impoverished. I came here to become enriched, but the soul grieving, nothing has done. Whatever all through our life we invested on what is not ours, and leave everything behind. And in the it talks about the greatest tragedy in our life, to depart without investing on what is ours. The greatest tragedy can happen to us. What a tragedy. We say something happened. What a tragedy. Not that one. Scripture talks about the greatest tragedy in your life. You haven't done anything for yourself. What is not yours, you have invested all your life. And it is a greatest tragedy. The tragedy, we are all fallen heroes in our life. Fallen heroes, a greatest tragedy in our life. We have not seen, invested on what is ours. And when the mind has turned within, when the limbs are under control, manomaya kosha under control, it get tuned with the vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya kosha, like we say, elder should be there. A wise elder should be there at home who can guide the youngsters. Vijnanamaya kosha is like a elder. When the manomaya kosha is under control, it listens to vijnanamaya kosha. It listens to vijnanamaya kosha. When it starts listening, it pulls the senses under control. When the Manomaya Kosha listens to Vijnanamaya Kosha, it taps into Anandamaya Kosha. The happiness dawns. Then it is called as this person is investing on what is his or her happiness, real happiness. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyupajayate prasanna chetaso hyashu buddhi paryavatishtati. Shri Krishna says, when Manomaya Kosha get tuned with Vijnanamaya Kosha, one gets the prasad. Prasad is not just something to put it in your mouth. Prasada, Shri Krishna says, and happiness, joy. When that prasad has come to you, prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirasyu, all your suffering ends. All your suffering ends. Sarva dukkhanam hanirasyu pajayate. Prasanna chetaso hyashu, with that illumined the happiness, when the happiness is there, the mind, my intellect is called as illumined mind. Gayatri mantra is prayer is that one. Dhiyo yo na prachodayat. May I get that prasad. Not just the prasad from somewhere and put it in the mouth. May I get the prasad. May my intellect be illumined. Intellect be illumined. May I lead an illumined life. And without any more dukkha, and having the abundance of bliss and joy in my life. For that, it is talking about when it happens, the migratory bird. We have been going through places to place in search of better things, still suffering. When it happens, you have migrated to the place where you can find lasting peace and happiness. Lasting peace and happiness you can discover to overcome the harsh reality of your life. Not to become a fallen hero again. I don't want to have a greatest tragedy in my life again. I don't want to be a fallen hero. I want to migrate deep within so that may I get the prasada within and lead an illumined mind.